For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. A man drags his luggage, easily crossing typically busy King Street in Charleston. Open parking spaces stretch on along empty sidewalks. It's Saturday night in one of the nation's top tourist destinations, but restaurants and bars are closed because of the coronavirus.
It's frighteningly, eerily quiet downtown.
Steven Nikitas owns Stella's Restaurant, not far from King Street. He's had to lay off his entire hourly staff. Just a handful of workers keep the kitchen going.
Three all day.
As Nikitas and a manager pack up orders taken by phone for takeout.
Tzatziki is in one bag, hummus in the other bag.
Then run them out to customers who stay in their cars.
How are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. Can I put it in the bag
for you?
It'll
be awesome.
Nikitas is just trying to survive. And a week in, he's hearing about casualties. Restaurant owners who already know they won't be able to reopen.
The fallout from this thing could be dramatic.
The food and beverage business is big in Charleston, a city in which tourism brings in $8.1 billion.
I'm really hoping that it will pick up more. And if it doesn't, I'll be able to hire more people back.
Nico Romo is the owner of Nico's Oysters and Seafood. He, too, is trying delivery and takeout. Large black and white signs advertising ordering online fill the windows of his empty restaurant. Nico has had to let most of his staff go. He's continuing their health insurance in case they get sick.
You know, for me, I think the country should have been shut down 3 weeks ago.
Nico and other restaurant owners agree the sooner the coronavirus is contained, the sooner they can try to get back to business. But they worry, will people even be able to dine out with so many losing their jobs?
It might come down to salary cuts. It might come down to just me doing what I can to salvage anything.
Christopher Marr is the executive chef at Betty Lou's Bistro. He's trying to maximize their inventory and keep employees, if even for one shift. He's changing the menu, moving away from their most popular item, fried seafood.
To be cheaper, to compete with the grocery stores, we're offering fried chicken right now.
Thinking outside of the box and coming up with plan A, plan B, plan C.
That's Andrea Parco, the office manager for Dine with Sal's Restaurant Group. Her husband, Sal, runs two restaurants, but is back to cooking as they switch to takeout. She says it's been tough to let staff go, especially when they feel so much like family. Some are volunteering in exchange for food from their pantry.
I don't think I can put words into how we feel, actually.
I think the implications of this particular endemic is going to be felt for months, even years.
Megan Deshane was just laid off from her job downtown as a bar manager.
And I'm honestly scared. The best is just to think in the short term, right, and manage our manageables.
It's the first time in her life, after working in bars for 12 years, that she's had to apply for unemployment. Deshane's finding the system, much like herself, overwhelmed.
The gag has always been whether, you know, the economy is healthy or if we're in recession, people still drink, that the bar industry is protected.
But protection has been hard to come by. From a virus without a vaccine that has several states mandating people shelter in place with no word on how long.
No, I could not ever have anticipated something like this. I never considered the fact that the entire economy would shut down.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. And for more on this story, go to southcarolinapublicradio.org.